All right, so we start hour number three. Nice to have you here. It is great to be back. I'm Jim Rome. Had a week off, so I feel like a million bucks. I was in Wisconsin last week, as you saw from my pictures on Instagram. You know, you ought to add me. I don't hit that very often on the show, but there are certain things that I put on my Instagram account that I do not put on Twitter or on our Facebook page. You should follow me on Instagram, at Jim Rome. I hit you with some good pictures from my vacay. So if you don't mind, do that right now. Follow me on Instagram. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. If you want to see some of the pics from vacation, do that. Follow me on Instagram. The vacation topic has been a big one in and around all the content that I've given you today. I do want to talk about the Mets in a minute. This email reads, "Hey Jim, did you see the splash the Lakers made in free agency? Speaking of Lakers, I saw you spent a lot of time on a Wisco lake. You know, Jim, if you want to spend time on beautiful lakes, you need to just stay right here in California. You see, in Cali, our lakes aren't just massive watering holes for the unwashed that is Wisconsin residents. You don't have to play, quote, Wisconsin roulette every time you accidentally swallow some of the water when you're swimming. Whether it is the Sierras, Tahoe, or Yosemite, you can be sure that what you're swimming in is crisp, clean, healthy water. Regards, California." Unwore trashy Benny in Wisco bashing a fish to death in front of his kids. War Wisconsin clones nail gunning 2x4s to their cavemen feet to go water skiing. Evan in the Bay. Didn't see any of that, Evan. Yeah, I've spent some time in California lakes. California lakes are great. But let me just say, the Wisconsin lakes, the chain of lakes where I was, Eagle River, which includes Cranberry Lake, Catfish Lake, honestly, they're as good as any lake I've ever seen. The lake life in Wisconsin was amazing. So a lot of you are like, yeah, we know your kid's going to go to Wisconsin, but why do you go to Wisconsin? Why do you vacation in Wisconsin? Why were you there last summer? Why are you there this summer as well? The answer is we have some really close friends that have a house in Eagle River. And they've had that house for a couple of decades. And they've always said, come to Eagle River, come to Eagle River. And I've never really had any urge to go to Eagle River. And so I went last summer. And the lake life in Wisco was amazing. I loved it. Now, it is a little bit different. As an example, there are bugs. Lots of bugs. Big bugs. Huge bugs. Bugs that bite. Millions of bugs. And they all love Van Smack. Everybody does, right? So that is one difference. But these lakes are absolutely amazing. Amazing lakes. Really nice people. Really fat food. Had some pretty good weather, except the 4th of July got rained out. So we did our 4th of July celebration on the 5th of July. There were thunderstorms. But all in all, it was an amazing week. We had a really, really good time. The only downside of going there is I didn't work out once. An entire week without a workout. And just crushing copious amounts of fat. Bumped into an adult beverage or three. And no workouts. Man, it felt good to get one in yesterday. An amazing week. The only problem was, and again, if you follow me on Instagram or you saw this, I did drop my iPhone in Cranberry Lake. And I guess I did deserve that when I tell you what I'm about to tell you. I mean, like, iPhones are like the most expensive things in the world, right? Right now, a high-end iPhone costs more than a computer. I mean, it just does. And I am a iPhone degenerate. I'm a cell phone degenerate. You know this about me. But just getting a high-end iPhone for me, a bag like me is not enough. Nope, 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 nope. Can't carry a high-end iPhone because that's just not good enough. I have to be different. I go online, I find a site overseas that produces custom iPhones. And I'm not talking about you slap a skin on the back of your iPhone. I'm not even talking about you slap a case on your iPhone that costs as much as the iPhone. I'm talking about worse. I'm talking about a custom iPhone, a rebuild, not refurbished, rebuilt iPhone, custom. And not only do they charge you out the ass, and you'd have to be the biggest idiot ever to do it, like me, you wouldn't believe the customs you have to go through to get that phone because it's overseas, and the tax that you don't know is coming that does. In short, I have never worked so hard to get my hand on any device. And you've heard me talk about phones over the years. I have never worked so hard to get my hand on any gadget or device in my entire life as this particular phone. And I get it. And I'm parading around proudly and arrogantly with this very different phone that I know nobody has. Literally nobody. And I bring that bad boy to Wisco. And I go down to that dock. And we rented a house. And I go down to that dock. And I sit on the bench at the dock. And I'm having a good old time just looking out at Cranberry Lake. Best day ever. Janet comes down, sits on the bench. I scoot over. In the process of scooting over, I knock said overseas phone into the lake. And I don't know it. And I'm just having a good old time. Nothing but water, nothing but blue sky. I get up, I turn around to pick up the phone, and I think, oh, bleep. Where is the phone? Where is the phone? I check one pocket, I check the other pocket. It's obviously in the lake. And she says, go in and get it. And I am so furious, man. F-bombs are flying. She's like, what's the matter with you? Go in and get it. Go in and get it. So it took me about 3 minutes to get leverage of myself in the situation. And I drop into the lake. Understand, as this emailer pointed out, the water is not necessarily as clear there as it is here. In fact, you can't see anything. It's very dark. It's very murky. I'm on my knees. Luckily, it's shallow, and it couldn't have gone that far, right? It just went behind me. I'm on my knees, feeling around on the floor of Cranberry Lake, looking for the magic phone, the most expensive phone ever. And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking to myself, what do they always say about iPhones? Like, it's a minute or 30 seconds. They're water resistant. They're not waterproof. 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 4 minute. In a panic, I can't find this thing. Finally, I fish it out. There it is. I hold this thing up, and I look at it. I'm trying to swipe the water off the face of it, and I'm furiously thumbing out a text to my man, Dave Whalen. Dude, are you getting this? Are you getting this? He's like, yep, I got it. I'm like, oh, hell yes. I dodged a scud. It works. It works. I'm all good. What a relief. And then all of a sudden, the thing just turns pink. It turns pink. It starts to kind of zap out, and then it shut off. And then, like any desperate dude who drops a phone in the water, I'm just praying that that whole bag of rice thing works. Drop that thing in a bag of rice. Oh, by the way, we had to go buy rice. Frantically going into town to find a bag of rice. I mean, literally, it's whacked out a half a day on my vacation. This stupid phone. Into the rice. It stays in the rice. I pull it out of the rice. Try and turn it back on. Same pink lines. Moral of the story, if you do a bag thing, like buy a phone overseas that's way overpriced, it deserves to go in the lake. Dead as bleep. Dead. DOA. Dead on arrival. The phone is dead. Never to be used again. That happened one day. Had a fireworks show, but it got rained out, so we did that on the 5th. What else? Had a couple of omelets like that I've never seen the likes of. Crazy omelets. Like they jammed an entire pig into one omelet. Felt a little light on my feet after that one. Did the Eagle River Parade on the 4th. That was fun. I saw so many Wisconsin clones. So many clones. And the 4th of July in the Midwest was pretty awesome. I mean, a slice of Americana. Everybody was so nice. Everybody. Except that one jerk that found Jake, my son Jake, at an eatery, rolled up on him. This is how small this town is. Rolls up on Jake and says, hey, you're Rome's kid, aren't you? And Jake says, I am, actually. Yes, nice to meet you. This guy goes, is your old man an a-hole in real life like he is on the radio? That was classy. So, like, thousands of extremely nice people and one jerk. What else? What else happened in Wisconsin? Not the easiest place to get to, yo. Not the easiest place to get to, but we did fly through Minneapolis, and I did stop by the Smack Shack once again. Also on Instagram, if you saw that. What else? Anybody else want to share their thoughts on Wisconsin and by spending my vacation there? Hey, that was not the first time, and it probably won't be the last. 1-800-636-8686. Did not see Caleb. However, I did meet somebody who went to the viewing party for the smack-off. Lorelei, Green Bay. And he said it was awesome. Hey, Jim, when you were on vacation, did you get stranded near the river, then put a message in a bottle, which was found, but they didn't come until the next day to rescue you with a chopper? Jeremiah in Greenville. That did not happen, Jeremiah. That was Curtis, right? In Morro Bay? That jumped 2 weeks. That was Ike. You just heard Ike Sounder.
It's lit!
It's RIT! Hey, listen, it hasn't happened yet, but RIT turned a whale. Huge podcast guest. I don't want to say turned because it hasn't happened yet. Booked. It's booked. We'll see on Wednesday. Snag. A Kauai haiku. SoCal Earth shook twice. The Clippers just shocked the world. Goodbye, Canada. Scott in the Bay. Hey, Jim, welcome back from vacay. Just curious, how many spotted cows did you run into? Thanks, Brad in Des Moines. A few. A few spotted cows. A few orders of cheese curds. One gigantic omelet with a pig's head. Big food there. Didn't see any kale. It's RIT!
It's lit!
At Squirrel 2 tweets, I love lakes too. Sincerely, Tom Brady.
Let's go! Let's go, Lake!
Lake life. Dear Rome, CC Sabathia has our respect and reverence. Sincerely, Sizzler. Pete Madison. Somebody in Madison said that. A lot of CrossFitters in Madison, though. You must be one of them, Pete. Hey, Rome, if you punch somebody at Whole Foods, does your fine cost twice as much as a regular fine? Yeah, but it's twice as healthy, right? Benny in Wisco tweets, did Triggs gouge you for that bag of rice? Honestly, I'm not sure where Janet got that bag of rice. Maybe Triggs, but I'm not sure. But we did spend time in Triggs, bro. You know we did. You know we did. That was the first stop that we made. 1-800-636-8686. I think I got to all of the vacation react via Twitter and email. Now I need phone calls. Like, where are you all exactly? Now I've got calls, just not the ones I'm looking for. No offense if you're on hold. 1-800-636-8686. I'm not going to hot take you. I'm not going to come in here and say, hey, who's the team to beat in L.A. now? I already know the answer. The Clippers are the team to beat in L.A. right now. But the Lakers are contenders. That's coming up. I do want to talk about the Mets. They're one of the reasons I needed a vacation because I got sick of talking about them, and now I have to talk about them yet again. And not real happy about it either. Stay after it. Phone call is coming up. First up, a timeout. My thoughts also on the Mets and NBA free agency when we come back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Still looking for that right call. And as I'm looking for that right call, I think I'll talk some baseball. So Friday, June 28th, I very clearly said into this exact microphone, on this exact TV show, at this exact desk, that I needed a vacation. And not from work, not from the grind, not even from you clones, but from the Mets. I needed a vacation from the Mets. So I took one, and it was glorious, other than that story I just shared. The problem is, the Mets did not take a vacation from being the Mets. And while I was in Wisconsin launching fireworks over Cranberry Lake, Brody Van Wagenen was in Queens launching chairs over another blown save, allegedly. Now, I should have known that as long as the Mets had games on their schedule, it didn't matter what I had on mine. Because here I am, 10 days later, and I have to talk about the Mets again. Remember, one of the reasons I went on vacation was I got sick of talking about the Mets. And now I'm back one day, and I have to talk about them again. Before I get to the alleged chair toss, let me go all the way back to last Saturday. Yeah, I said it. Last Saturday. The freaking Mets did something that you don't see very often. They didn't just jump the day. They jumped the vacation. Because last Saturday, you may have seen this, the Mets decided to honor their 1969 World Series team before a game against the Braves. Because if the future is bleak and the present is even worse, why not live in the past and redirect some of that attention to a team from five decades ago? You know, run a little misdirection. What could go wrong? Now, naturally, since it's been 50 years, some of the members of that 69 Mets team, unfortunately, are no longer with us. And in light of that, the Mets rolled out a nice in memoriam slideshow tribute on the big screen to honor those who have passed on. Except, since this is the Mets we're talking about, they jacked that up too, right? Because why fact check who's still alive and who's dead when you can roll out a video tribute that includes two guys who are alive but show up as dead on the slideshow? And that's exactly what happened to the Mets. That's exactly what the Mets did when they added Jim Gosker and Jesse Hudson to the in memoriam video for the entire ballpark to see. Now, if Jim Gosker and Jesse Hudson are dead, that's news to them and to pretty much everybody else who's close to them. Because one simple Google search will let anybody with an internet connection know that these two guys are very much alive. However, if you were in the ballpark last Saturday, you would have seen their mugs up on the Jumbotron with the words, "We remember," right above their names and photos. So imagine being a friend or a family member who saw that video tribute insinuating that these guys were dead. Either you're highly offended or you're rushing to a phone to find out why nobody told you they had died. Again, it's the New York Mets paying tribute to the New York Mets. It's their own team, their own guys, their own World Series champions, 25 of the most important people in the history of that franchise. And they can't keep track of who's dead and who's alive. Either they can't keep track, or they just don't give a damn. I'm actually kind of surprised that the Wilpons didn't slip in a photo of Mickey Callaway just to send a message. Now, to be fair, the Mets did apologize the following day with a message on their video board saying, "Sorry for killing Jim Gosker and Jesse Hudson." But again, this is the Mets we're talking about, so of course they misspelled Jesse Hudson. Hey, look at the bright side, Jess. In the end, it was just your name that the Mets butchered, and you're still alive. That was Saturday the 29th. If that weren't enough, right? That was the 29th. Fast forward to this past Friday. Edwin Diaz blows another save. The Mets lose another game. And now they're 10 games under 500. According to the New York Post, first-year GM Brody Van Wagenen called a meeting with team coaches and then snapped. Quote, "After ripping the coaches, according to a source, the usually mild-mannered Van Wagenen picked up a chair and threw it and told Callaway to, quote, go conduct your effing press conference," end quote. In other words, we're talking about Bobby Van Nightingen. So now the chairs are flying in Queens. And it's the GM who's launching them, allegedly. The GM was ripping the manager and his staff because the bullpen is in rotten garbage water.
Garbage.
I'm sure Mickey Callaway has got no problem getting dressed down by his GM and having chairs thrown. He didn't care. Believe me, Callaway does not care. If anybody understands the GM calling a meeting of the coaches and then throwing chairs at them, allegedly, it's Callaway. Callaway knows. Callaway gets it. You know why? Because Billy Martin once punched a reporter. Isn't that right, Skip?
Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know, I mean.
Right? I mean, these things happen. Of course, the GM's going to launch a chair. Hell, Billy Martin once clocked a reporter.
Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know, I mean.
That's going to be Callaway's legacy. Anytime you think of that guy, that's the first thing that's going to go through your mind. I mean, a building could be on fire, but everything's okay because Billy Martin once punched a reporter.
Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know, I mean.
BVW threw a chair? And who cares? Billy Martin once punched a reporter.
Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know, I mean.
So we're now officially at the point where killing guys who aren't dead and throwing chairs are part of the Mets season. And can I remind you all, it's only the All-Star break. They're killing guys who aren't dead, and the GM is throwing chairs at his coaching staff, allegedly. Here's to Brody Van Wagenen texting Dave Roberts tomorrow night on when to take Jake DeGrom out of the game. And punching a reporter if it doesn't happen.
Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know,
it's
I mean,
part of the game, man. Come on. I mean, damn, Billy Martin once punched a reporter.
Billy Martin punched a reporter one time. You know, I mean.
Oh, okay. Only the Mets. Now I need not a vacation from my vacation. I need another vacation because the Mets are still doing Mets things. And the reason I took that vacation was to get the hell away from them. And then I come back to them. Can't get away from them. Hey, remember when the Brooklyn Nets were the stars of free agency? Yeah, neither do I. We can go back and recap the other parts of free agency that I've not gotten to yet. Go ahead, Adam. You got something you got to do? Got somewhere you got to be? Adam Hawk had a week off. I want to thank everybody who filled in last week. Thank you. Hey, Rome. What's wrong with Brody launching chairs after a game? I once launched out of my chair to call my wife a pig.
You pig.
Signed Donnie S. Signed Chris No Longer in St. Pete. War outside sales. War Rome booking V. Stiv to the podcast.
His silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No.
That's
I call myself.
His what? Imagine me going to It's Writ after the show. Hey, bro, I need you to book V. Stiv. What? You want who? What?
Rabbit.
His what?
We've got a guest booked already for this week, but it's not going to be Tuesday. The Jim Rome podcast is usually dropping on Tuesday. It's going to drop on Wednesday of this week, and I'm fired up for the guest. All right, so one last segment. Man, you know when I go away for a week, I'm going to come back loaded, lots to talk about. Is it me or have we not taken a single phone call yet today? That's not me. That's true. Am I going to go the entire first show back without a phone call?
Is what?
Or is somebody going to snap that streak? Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Instagram at Jim Rome. That's not a new thing. I've been there. Been spending a little more time there. And you can get pics and things there that I do not put on Twitter or Facebook. Instant so be sure chat. You check that out. Insta-snap. Snap-face. Insta-chat. Time now for a sports update. Bottom of the hour, here you go. Welcome back. Man, I feel great. Which leads me to the ATP, because this guy does not feel great. Time to answer your Ask the Pros question, where you get to submit a question at cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Jim, I am absolutely dragging ass in the office today. Something about coming back from the 4th of July week, especially since it fell on a Thursday and most people like me had a four-day weekend. What do you do to get back into the grind mentality after vacation? You sound as good today as any other day. The same cannot be said for me. What is the secret? Kenny in Kansas. You know, actually, Kenny, I would turn that on its head. First of all, I didn't have a four-day weekend. I had like a 10-day weekend. So I'm ready to come back to work, honestly. Like, I set this thing up with my vacation, and especially for that first week that I get, I go as hard as I can, as long as I can, and just gas out. I go as hard as I can, as long as I can, and I gas out so I feel like I earned that vacation. And then it usually takes a day or two to settle into the vacation. Then you settle in. And then I go as hard as I can on vacation. And much like when I go as hard as I can on the grind, I need the vacation. I go as hard as I can on the vacation, and then I need the grind. So the truth of the matter is, and I'm not saying this just to say it, I mean this. After every single vacation, I'm ready to get back to work. Every single time. Always want the grind. Always need the grind. Always want to come home. No matter where I go, I'm always happy to be home and always happy to be back on the grind. And it's because, well, easy for you to say, Rome, you got a pretty damn good job. Right. I know this. So I'm always happy to come back. So I don't know. I'd love to say to you, Kenny, it's just a mindset. Just get in the grind. I can't really speak to what you do, where you live, how you live it. But to me, I don't have to hump up. I don't have to psych myself up. I just, damn, I'm ready to come back to work. Does that help? Probably not. I'm not need a vacation from my vacation guy. Now, I will say this. I am need to stop consuming on vacation guy. Like I said, I just went an entire week without a workout. Now, that's something I never ever do. Normally for me, it's actually easier to work out on vacation because you have so much more time. Like to me, if you miss workouts on vacation, and I'm not saying that I'm like some crazy, crazy workout machine, but I get my work in. If you can't do it on vacation when you have like wide open days, that's on you. Except that was the only vacation I can remember where I didn't work out once. So I did need to get away from that. Yesterday was nice to get a sweat in for sure. I don't know. A week is more than just a weekend. After a three-day weekend, you might not want to go back in. After a week off, I'm ready to come back to work. Always. So I'm having a good day. I'm having a great day. Dear Jim, did you have a memorial for me? Don't worry. There is no question. I am dead. Yours? Your expensive phone. Oh, he's dead. He's dead. He's not coming back to life. Trust me. I've tried to revive him several times. In fact, I'll go home today and probably try and fire him up again. You get the same four pink lines. That thing is dead. DOA. Dead. DEAD. Dead, dead, dead. I got exactly what I deserved. I got to go back. I got to turn this thing on its head. I should be carrying a flip phone. You can't kill a flip phone. You could drop that thing in the bottom of the ocean and fish it out. It would still work. Rome, next time you drop your iPhone in the water, fill a bag with some rice. Drop the phone in, and then throw that away and get a Samsung Galaxy. There's always that guy, too. Galaxy guy, Android guy. We've covered this before, all right? I like those phones a lot. The reason I do not carry those phones is because I'm an iOS guy. I'm an Apple person. They hook me. I'm part of their eco culture. I can't stop. I can't go the other way. Not because I'm part of the cult, not because I've got some weird thing where I won't go over there. I like those phones. I just don't like the operating system because I don't know the operating system. I went into my drawer the other day and I fished out a Windows computer. I literally couldn't figure out how it worked. So no, I'm not going to do that. But that bag of rice thing is such bull crap. Has anybody ever done that? And has that ever worked? And I'm not talking about dropping your phone in the pool and pulling it out really quickly. I'm talking about a phone that was at the bottom of a lake for 5 minutes. There's no rice or oatmeal or anything else that's going to salvage that phone. Hey, James Dolan, don't worry about missing out on all the big-time free agents and turning the Knicks into a laughingstock. I can help wash away your sorrow and pain. Yours? The Rain in Shambhala.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain with the rain in Shambhala. Wash away my sorrow. Wash
Boo!
Away my shame.
You suck.
With
Sell the team. Sell the band. Sell the band.
You're singing all these things a lot. Yes, I am. You're a bad singer. Don't quit your day job. You're a bad singer. Terrible.
You're a bad singer. You're terrible. Signed CT in Chicago. Wore Mike Trout. Everyone is helpful. How about that catch Mike Trout made? That barehanded grab. Unwore JD and Straight Shot having three albums on iTunes. Boy, don't let anybody drop an album.
Is what?
You silly rabbit. 1-800-636-8686. Should I do it? I do have thoughts on free agency. Should I snap the streak for a phone call? Should I snap the streak for this phone call? I'm led to believe this guy called all last week while I was gone. But at least he's not one of those guys who calls when I'm gone and complain about me. He just calls every day regardless of who's hosting. Should I do it? Be good, Adam Hawk instead. Hey, Adam, pick up the cans.
What?
He lost his cans. Jim Rome podcast, not on Tuesday, but on Wednesday. I keep hyping it up because I'm really excited about the guest. Hopefully he comes through. Yo, Adam, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Push the button, yep. The mic button. You yep. Got your cans. But dude, knock that rust off. So how was your week?
It was an amazing week. Glad to be back at work, but it was a great week. 4th of July in Seattle. Awesome time. Lots of illegal fireworks. Lots of drinking. Lots of golf. And yeah, then got back this weekend and had a great party for my daughter yesterday. And now we're back at work and it's awesome.
So was it her birthday or was it your birthday?
We share a birthday.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you coordinate that accordingly or was that just a big old quinky dink?
That was a big old quinky dink.
What did you say to the missus? You know, it'd be awesome if I had the same birthday as the kids. So get out your calendar and let's just throw them procreate.
Right.
Make that happen.
I'm that narcissistic. Yes. No, I'm all for procreation whenever it happens, when you're lucky enough to have it happen. If you
in other words, once a year.
So, that was great. Had a party for her. We got a ton of leftover Costco pizza and birthday cake. And we have a very, very small office here. So everyone better be starving at lunch because it's just pizza and cake.
Bring all that stuff in.
I didn't bring the cake because I figured coming off of vacation, you would not want to see a birthday cake in the office.
You figured right, bro. I was in Wisconsin with no workouts. You figured right.
Yeah, so I brought the cake. Oh, I'm sorry, I brought the pizza. I've got the pizza ready to go for everyone today.
So how was, I'm not sure I'm going to go there, but how was Costco pizza? I've never done that before.
It's the way to go if you're having a birthday party in the park on a budget like I was. You know, you spend $150 for the bounce house, and then you're looking at feeding 40 to 50 people, and the best way to go is to go to Costco. They have a $10 18-inch pie. They will make it for you if you call it in ahead. They made 12 for us. I believe 7 were eaten. So I've got 5 18-inch pies that need eating right now.
Now, we talked before you went, and you were on that crash diet because you knew that Mom's was going to wrap up on you and hug you and say, Adam, you're so fat, and that your brother was not having it. What was the reaction when you got back there?
It was exactly what I thought it would be. My mom was very excited to see me. She poked my stomach a few times like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And said, please don't get any fatter than you are. My dad made me step on a scale in front of all of them, in front of the whole family. 206.
I respect it. What is your family? Are they a family of CrossFitters or are you just that fat now?
I'm that fat.
Like they can't
them.
Let that go.
Yeah.
Like your old man made you get on a scale.
When I left for LA, I was 170. And so, you know, when you put on 37
when you moved,
pounds.
When you left home.
Yeah, in 2010.
Dude, they must be shocked.
They hate it, yeah.
37. How much, when you've gained 37 during that same period, how much have they gained? Probably collectively nothing?
Right. Well, because they're at that age where you don't really put on weight. You kind of just lose it, you know, by being 65.
Well, Dad, that's probably not even true, but harsh nonetheless. How about your brother?
He's great. He looks like Schwarzenegger.
Did he laugh in your face?
Yeah, and then I paid for his golf because that was part of the bet.
And then he probably still called you fat.
Yes, he did.
And then you came home, and now you're 40 pounds heavier.
With a lot of pizza and cake to eat.
Well, did they? But at least you probably ate clean while you were there, right?
No.
Fish?
No fish. No apples. Lots of coffee. Lots of beer. Lots of
when good are food. You going back there?
I don't know.
Because I would eat that pizza today and just start that diet right now for whenever you go back there. You're going to be fat when you go back.
Yep.
Unless you go back in 5 years.
Well, I'm going to start training for a marathon again, so I'm going to lose all this weight. Like, I'm going on a diet as soon as we get through the pizza and cake, because I don't like to waste money. So as soon as we get through all that food, then we'll we'll get it straightened out.
Why are you going to run that marathon back? You've done that.
Because a 6 hour and 14 minute time didn't get me all the respect that I wanted. So I'm looking to get that down to 5.
Who are you, Kevin Durant? Like, yeah, I went to Golden State to win my championships and I didn't get the respect I wanted.
That's correct. I am.
I'm Kevin Durant.
So you want to get that time down to what, 6:30?
I want to run it sub 5 with Eric Burns and Eric Gilsonen, who told me they're going to run with me. And so,
that's why you're doing it, dude, to hang out with Eric Burns.
And Gilsonen, my running guru. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah. Can't wait to meet up with those guys.
Have you guys targeted? Why am I spending so much time with you? You know why? So I don't have to talk to Matt in LA. Just kidding, Matt. I have takes. when? Have you targeted a specific marathon?
I'm going to do the LA one again because I know what I'm getting into and I know the course and I know when to save it and when to spend it. My energy I'm talking about.
And you want to give yourself a whole year to get ready.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
The calendar is in my favor.
Goggins would be proud.
Yes.
Anything else? So what kind of pizza are we going to eat?
Pepperoni.
What kind of pizza are you going to eat?
All of it. Yep. That microwave's going to work overtime right after the show.
Dude, by the way, that microwave, I used it this morning for some coffee. It's on its last leg. It no longer makes the noise
it does not
it's
make
supposed
sounds
to make.
Anymore,
it doesn't
yeah.
make sounds anymore. It's about time. Alvin is the microwave guru. Usually those things are obsolete right about now. So that pizza that you brought from Costco may kill the microwave.
Good. Then we can eat fresh food again.
You feeling good about yourself, Hawk? That's the longest conversation you and I have ever had, and you didn't lose your job.
Yeah, feeling great. Absolutely. Happy to be back.
You shouldn't be. You should be happy to be back. That means you still have a job. You shouldn't be feeling great. It's RIT! Everybody still has their job. All right, Adam. Thank you very much for playing along. He celebrated a birthday. He went home. His family called him fat. He brought back Costco pizza, but not birthday cake. We're done. No phone calls on my first day back. Sorry about that. But an extended conversation with Hawk. Oh. My thanks to John Morosi, Kevin Ioli, Chris Haynes. Very good to be back and more of the same tomorrow. My thanks to the XR4TI. Hey, great to be back, but you all should step it up. You can do better on the phones. It's not that I didn't get calls. It's that I didn't take calls. There's a difference. It's not that I did not get calls. It's that I did not take calls. And there's a reason for that. So step your game up. Thank you for listening, though. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.